Well, hello everybody. I'm very happy to join with all of you once again here on this Christmas day, or here in Germany. It's already Christmas Eve, actually. And I just love this these last sequences I heard of Moji, whom I really love so much. And if we go into what he just said, then actually this brings us right to the true experience of Christmas, and the true experience of New Year, and the true experience of life. He said something like that. He said something like, "You can't, you can't go there, or you can't be there, or something like that." Which means actually in this experience of Christ, mind, there is no personal, there is no room for a personal self. And this entire freeing, entirely freeing experience is all about letting go of our personal perceptions of this world, of our lives, of our persons, of our problems, and all this caboodle, just for one, say the Course in Miracles would call it a holy instant, drop this entire load that we're carrying around on our backs, and that most of us really are so tired from. With all this thinking, oh, I have to do this and that, and I have to develop, and I have to, it'll take, I don't know, so and so many years until I finally will get it. This is a load that we willingly carry around with ourselves. This is self concepts. This is personality thinking, personal thinking, individual thinking. And individual thinking, as Moji put it so beautifully, will not get us there. No way. What will get us there to this deeper meaning of Christmas, to this deeper meaning of New Year, of life, of the divine, is letting go. When we let go of ourselves completely, just, and all those concepts we have about ourselves completely, for just one moment, without worrying that nothing will be left of us, because this is the ego very quickly comes up with that fear. Well, if I let go of myself identification, then nothing will be left of me. Of course, nothing will be left of this personal self, but everything will be there, which we are, which is a far vaster and more fulfilling experience than anything we could achieve within the realms of our personal strivings. Letting go of our personal selves. It's really not difficult. It's sort of just like a switch that we can turn. And what usually keeps us from turning this switch is nothing but our fear. Nothing but our firm belief that we are bound by the limitations of time and space and body. But let's just be honest to ourselves and let's open up to the information. This is something that we personally cling to, that we hold on to. That's nothing that is sort of that anybody puts forces us to believe. It's ourselves who force us to believe we are trapped and we are lost somewhere in time and space, and we are little bodies trying to make their lives. We desperately cling to this belief. And this is exactly what keeps us away from heaven, away from experiencing Christmas the way it actually is. So if we want, let's just trust in spirit that if we let ourselves go, everything will be given. And more than that. It's not, it appears to be difficult, but this is only because we believe it is difficult. We can just as well let go of this belief that life is something difficult, and that life is something problematic, that we have to strive 1 second longer. Let's just be aware to these thoughts, to these belief systems, and let's open up to the information that we are willingly holding on to these thoughts and to these belief systems, and that we can just as well willingly let go of all of that. Just for an instant, just for, as the Course puts it, a holy instant, let's open up to experiencing one holy instant and allow ourselves to experience the inner meaning of Christmas, the inner meaning of the birth of Christ in our souls. Let's just rest in this peace. Let's just rest in this vastness of ourself, in this tremendous freedom, and in this unshatterable love. We don't have to do anything in order to rest. Rest is something we can just allow to happen. And we can allow it to happen every moment we choose so. Let's allow our breathing to run just naturally. Somewhere in the course here it says something like, we are the hosts of God. We are the hosts of God. And Jesus was the one, or one of the people who really took that serious and invited God in. And on a day like this, like Christmas, where this whole planet talks about Christmas, and so much is done to experience a good Christmas, it might be easier for us to open up to this experience, because that's what Christmas is for. Christmas is for remembering who we are. That's the only intention of Jesus Christ, to help us remember who we are. And there is no place we have to go to in order to remember that easier, because this memory is something that happens inside. It doesn't happen in our bodies, it happens in our minds, when minds remember their source. When minds remember their source. When minds see or feel there must be more to life than this certain mindset that I am usually moving within. There must be more to this life. A very good, helpful inner exercise, to call it that way, is when we have certain thoughts going around in our minds, no matter what thoughts that may be, to sort of follow the way, the path back to the source of this very thought that I am having right now. Say, for instance, I think this and that person, oh, he or she just she's just getting on my nerves or something like that. That's a thought. That's a thought that brings along all sorts of feelings. And usually I try and deal with this thought and deal with these feelings and try to find solution for these feelings and find solutions for this problem and these thoughts within the realm of these thoughts, within the realm of these emotions and feelings. Now, what Spirit suggests is turn around. Just turn around and look, where is this very thought, this very emotion actually coming from? Where is the true source of this thought? Or so to say, what is this? What is the inner essence of this thought? Not the meaning of this thought, not the meaning of this thought, but what is the essence of any thought that keeps my mind busy? So instead of what I usually do is there's this thought running around in my mind and I follow this thought along wherever it takes me, and I give it new directions and so forth and so on. And I'm always, and this is always moving away from me. Just try and see that this is always moving away from me. I can, and we can, fortunately, just do it the other way around. And just instead of following these thoughts to wherever they want to take us, turn around, so to say, and open up to their source. Open up, let's open up to the source of our minds. This is the way back to God. And this is the way where we can really find rest, because it will lead us into experiencing our true identity. It will lead us to experiencing the light that we are. Not just talk about the light that we are, or remember these words again and again, but experience the light that we are. This is what Christmas is for. This is what Jesus brought into this world and is still bringing into this world. It's an experience. Let's just not worry about our health situation. Let's not worry about the world situation and all the wars and all these problems. Let's find our way back to our source. Because when we find this way back to our source, which is so easy, follow the thought back to its source. Don't follow it to other thoughts, follow it back to its source. This is what will bring peace to the world. This is what will make us miracle workers, if you want to put it that way. Because we will realize the miracle of life when we take away from life all these past experiences, all these loads and loads and loads of guilt and problems, and just open up to the solution, to the solutions. This is where we will find peace, and this is how we can help this entire universe, which is, after all, one with us. To be once again what it actually is. Somewhere Jesus says in the Course, you can't find heaven if you hold on to the past. Now let's just give it a thought. What does past actually mean? Past doesn't only mean a situation that was over maybe an hour ago, or some memory that pops up in my mind about something from my childhood. The past is everything that I just did. That I just did is already the past. Everything that you just did, whatever that was, and what you just thought, is already the past. No matter what it is that you did, It's already past. So this is where letting go of the past actually wants to get us to. Not only letting go all those good or bad past experiences, but letting go of every past moment to open up entirely freshly to the totality of the next moment. This is what makes life easy. I read something very helpful there in the textbook of the course. It's in the chapter 13, in the cloud of guilt. Between the future and the past, the laws of God must intervene if you would free yourself. Between the future and the past, the laws of God must intervene if you would free yourself. Atonement stands between them, between the future and the past, like a lamp, shining so brightly that the chain of darkness in which you bound yourself will disappear. Atonement stands between the future and the past like a lamp, shining so brightly that the chain of darkness in which you bound yourself will disappear. Now, what is this chain of darkness? It's, of course, my belief in the past, and my clinging to the past and holding on to the past and trying to solve the past and making therapies to get my past solved, and all this actually senseless activity that we are really losing ourselves in. The chain of darkness is every judgmental thought that I have about anything or anyone, be it a good judgment or a bad judgment, be it about somebody else, or be it about some situation, or be it about myself. All this is making up this chain of darkness. And this is what I am binding myself with. All these thoughts, oh, this beautiful past has to be preserved, and you have to do all sorts of restorations and what have you. Everything that's really worthwhile is preserved in the heart of God anyway. I don't have to worry about that. Anything that's really of substance is preserved right in the heart of God. So again, between the future and the past, the laws of God must intervene if you would free yourself. What are the laws of God? The laws of God are, what is past is past. no matter what silly thoughts you might have just thought, no matter how much you might have just been identified with your disease situation or your physical situation, God's laws must intervene between these thoughts of yours and your future if you want your future to be different from the past. If we want our future to finally be different from this rotten and dull past. And it's just an opening up to the meaning of atonement. Atonement means really nothing bad happened. Nothing bad happened. And if something bad happened, it's over. So don't try and judge it and try and punish yourself or other persons for the past. Just allow the past to be past. That's what spirit says. Allow the past to be past. And don't, please don't put all your concepts about the future. Don't project them into your personal future. Allow God to take care of your future. And this is the best thing we can do to free the future. Let's just be aware in case we say things like, oh, I'll have to do this and I'll have to do that and this was going to take so and so long and before I'll be able to free myself. These are thoughts. Let's be aware to the fact that these are thoughts that we are binding ourselves with. And this is just information from spirit. And invitation is, listen, love, just let it go. Just let your concepts about yourself and about your future, about your personality and all this and that, just drop it for one instant. And let me fill you with a life and a joy and a freedom that is really beyond words. See, that everything that was bad is over. Allow this lamp of atonement to shine brightly in your life, within yourself. Allow atonement, allow this light from God to free you from all those burdens that you've been carrying around so long and that you're suffering from so much. It is not necessary to suffer. It is not necessary to develop. It is the only thing that's necessary is to allow God to remind you who you are, one with Him. His perfect son, if you want to put it that way, His perfect His perfection. His expression. His extension. And to put this in other words, this is written here in the Course too, in Christmas and the end of sacrifice. This Christmas, which means right now and today, give the Holy Spirit everything that would hurt you. Give the Holy Spirit everything that would hurt you, and just open up to the information how much your projections, your personal projections into your personal future actually hurt yourself. Free yourself from your projections into a future. Give the this Christmas, give the Holy Spirit everything that would hurt you. My negative thoughts about this and that person. My negative thoughts about this whole world situation. My negative thoughts about these terrorists. My negative thoughts about my health situation. Negative meaning limited. This Christmas, give the Holy Spirit everything, like every thought, of belief in limitation. Let yourself, here the Course continues, let yourself be healed completely. Let yourself be healed completely, that you may join with Him in healing. And let us celebrate our release together by releasing everyone with us. And everyone means everyone. Leave nothing behind, for release is total. And when you have accepted with me, says Holy Spirit, Jesus, when you have accepted it with me, you will give it with me in turn. All pain and sacrifice and littleness will disappear in our relationship. Which is as innocent as our relationship with our Father, and as powerful. Pain will be brought to us and disappear in our presence. And without pain, there can be no sacrifice. Also, disease is a form of sacrifice. My belief to be a limited body is a sacrifice. My belief that anyone is limited to whatever he or she is doing is a sacrifice. I'm sacrificing my wholeness, and I'm sacrificing this person's wholeness. Pain will be brought to us and disappear in our presence, and without pain, there can be no sacrifice. And without sacrifice, their love must be. Let no despair darken the joy of Christmas. And in case there is somebody popping up in our minds that we just have difficulties with to forgive, and to see free from his or her past, there is a beautiful little prayer here in the textbook, in chapter 15, The Holy Instant, Christmas and the End of Sacrifice. He says, say then to your brother, to your sister, to whoever who is giving you a difficult time in your memory, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. This dark thought, this darkened person, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. name of my freedom, I choose your release. Because I recognize that we will be released together. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. That's on page 329. There is this precious information that any judgmental thought that I hold about somebody else or about myself even if I think this judgment is absolutely correct and sane and healthy it's an activity that darkens my soul. Any thought about anybody else other than he or she is a perfect expression and extension of God, just as myself, is imprisoning activity of myself. This is such a precious information there from Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And we so often think, or I so often think, oh well, doesn't matter that I have all these and that and those thoughts about this and that situation and this and that person. Yes, it does matter. It does matter because with these thoughts, I am darkening my light. The light doesn't shine through. I'm not any longer doing what I'm supposed to do, which is spreading the light that I am here in this world, here with this body. And so many of those judgments are so how should I call that? They appear to be so unimportant. But they are important. Because with these thoughts, we are darkening the light that God asks us to be. That's why Jesus says somewhere in the Course, be watchful only for the kingdom of heaven. Be watchful for the kingdom of heaven, because the kingdom of heaven is you. We are the kingdom of heaven. Heaven is nowhere else. We are the kingdom of heaven, each and every one of us. And every limitation I put on anybody else is a limitation to my own identity. So Jesus really asks us here to be more and more watchful, just attentive. What is going on? What am I saying? What am I thinking? What am I talking? What kind of thoughts am I allowing to take place in my mind? I don't have to allow all those thoughts that are running around in my mind. We can very well distinguish between the good thoughts, the thoughts that really are one with Source, and the thoughts that are just darkening thoughts and that are one with separation. So let's train our minds to really be the light of this world. And let's really take that serious. Not heavily, but just let's take it serious. Because we want to be in heaven, and this is where we are right now. And if we don't experience it right now, something went wrong, and we chose so. We are the ones who are calling the shots in our personal lives. So in order for Christ to be born within us and healing to express through us, let us really be responsible for what is going on in our minds, what we allow to take place and what we don't allow to take place. And what distinguishes Jesus and Holy Spirit from ourselves is that they really made their choice. And they make it again and again and again. The moment something dark pops up, they choose against it. The moment some limiting idea pops up, they say, no, this is not the will of God. And this is what we can learn from them, from Spirit, from Jesus. This is the time in which a new year will soon be born from the time of Christ, not the time of bodies or limited personalities, the time or not the time of history, it's the time of Christ. The time of Christ is now. It's the now time, it's the holy instant time. And here he says, I have perfect faith in you to do all that you would accomplish. Nothing will be lacking. Not even health will be lacking. Not even money will be lacking. And you will make complete and not destroy. Say then to your brother, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you, unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we will be released together. Let me not choose these thoughts, oh, this person will have to go through all kinds of difficulties until he or she will finally come to where he really is or she really is. Let me not think these thoughts. Let me choose this person's release right now, immediately. This person that I'm just judging this very moment, instead of judging him or her, I can just as well choose his or her release. And this is how we will free ourselves. And this is how Christmas will finally become not something that is restricted to the 24th of December, but will become an everyday experience. Okay, well, thank you very much for listening, and I will be talking here again on the 31st of December at the same time, and I wish you all a happy and merry Christmas, but not only today, every day, every single day. Okay, bye, take care.